put his hands up. I was, I may be a little bit surprised, but at the end of the day, I'm just glad I went through. I'm just glad I was able to come through for my guys.
Do you think you're going to be able to convince Coach Harbaugh to let you attempt a 61 yarder?
I was kind of right up there in his ear, and normally I'm not. Normally I let Randy take care of that. He's kind of the liaison for the specialist to the head ball coach, and it actually works out really well. That's a really important role that Randy plays for us. I was making it a point on that last drive to be right up there and in the coach's vicinity, and just in case he looks my way and he's I wanted him to know that if just by looking at me that he shouldn't have any reservations about sending me out there. And then he asked, Jerry, he asked, are we going to go for this or they were talking about it. I shouldn't say that he asked, but they were talking about it, and I kind of interjected. I normally wouldn't do this. I kind of interjected and I said, no, I got this. And thankfully they sent me out there. They gave me the opportunity. And the best part of it is I didn't have to come back to the sideline, feeling like a jerk if I missed it. So that's a positive as well.
What's your normal routine in those 2 minute drills? Do you take kicks? Do you stand off to the side and watch? What's your normal routine?
Yeah, I try to keep it as similar to at any other point in the game. Where I'll after first down, I'll kick a ball into the net. I'll just take like a one step ball into the net. After second down, I'll take a full approach, kick a ball into the net. If we get the first down, then I just kind of repeat. And this is like once we cross midfield. But when we're in a 2 minute situation, we knew we had a timeout, so there wasn't going to be a necessity to run out there and try to get a kickoff. At least that's what it looked like, or that was how the situation played out for us tonight. But we just try to keep it as simple as possible, and a lot of that stems from how we prepare in the meeting rooms. Using our iPads and out on the practice field.
I think there's a nickname circulating now called Legatron for you. What are your thoughts on that?
I actually thought that name was reserved for one of my kicking comrades, Greg Zerline. I know early on, Greg Legatron. I think it just sounded pretty natural. I don't know if I'm necessarily big on nicknames, but. I feel like Legatron's pretty cool, but I don't want to, be stepping on any toes, no pun intended. Don't want to be stepping on any toes, so, That's nice of them, though.
You come out there and warm up in the dome because you don't play those kind of conditions very often. It's perfect. Did you see rearranges before the game, and what were you doing in pregame?
That is a good question, and yes, I do. It is a little bit difficult out in Owings Mills, unless we're in the indoor facility. But even in there, it can get kind of cold. The ball won't travel as far. I definitely took the opportunity in pregame tonight to get out there and see just how far I could hit one from. So I backed up in pregame to 70, and I doinked one off the crossbar. I almost broke one of those $50,000 cameras on the goalpost. So thankfully I didn't do that, because that would have been a hefty expense. But I definitely try to back it up and kind of test my range and, test it responsibly. I don't want to overkick and then, not be serviceable for the, when it really matters.
What was the
first stack? 70. Yeah, I stopped there. I didn't need to explore anymore. It did.
No doubt that you guys are able to come back. Whatever the difficulty is, you're able to overcome that as a team.
I think it's just the way this team is built, from OTAs and training camp through the first half of the season. This seems to be a team that is built for November and December, and if everything pans out for us, January and February. I think it's really important for us that we don't get down on ourselves when we have a tough stretch. We had struggled on the road And we all knew that. Everybody, you guys were great about reminding us anytime we would turn on TV, that's, you know, the Ravens are one in whatever on the road. And I mean, it is what it is. We make it a point to look through all of that, to what's most important, and what's most important at this moment right now, is, you know, or before this game was winning this one. And now it's going to be beating the Patriots at home. We can forget about next week, or the week after that, rather. I think that's one thing that has been important to our success, is just focusing on the next week.
All right, Eric set the record 64-yarder over the weekend. I mean, what do you think with the kickers we have in the NFL now? Is 65, 70 attainable in a game pretty soon? It's going to keep getting broken.
You know, it's tough to say. I mean, there's obviously a lot of factors at play in any single attempt. I mean, you look at our past several games, or you look at our month of November, and we were playing into some pretty crazy conditions. I mean, we were playing in like a tornado watch in Chicago. The field was all chopped up. We were playing in the snow last weekend. It's been cold. It's been windy. The ball doesn't necessarily just jump off your foot when it feels like you're kicking a brick. But that all being said, that was a heck of a kick by Prater. I don't think you could take anything away from that. Forget the altitude and all that stuff. I mean, when it's, what, like 7 degrees at the time, that's a hard ball to kick. So that's pretty impressive.